She was my world. I truly, truly loved her. She was an angel. She loved school. She loved the crack jokes. She liked to be helpful to the other children at school.
After the Wednesday funeral of Phoebe Johnchuk, a tearful Michelle Johnchuk is remembering her granddaughter, who more than a week ago she saw alive and well. That all changed when John Johnchuk, the girl's father, was seen by St. Petersburg police officer throwing the five-year-old over a bridge one day during what was supposed to be a routine traffic stop. Johnchuk suffered from bipolar disorder. His criminal history also included claims he used crystal meth to allegations of domestic violence against the little girl's mother and Michelle, his own mother. But Michelle says while she and her family and friends are struggling to come to terms with what happened, one fact remained. Phoebe loved her dad and her dad loved her.
I have to say, the child loved her dad.
And
her daddy was never mean to her. And I have people that knew him well, and daycare people, everything. And they never, ever thought this would happen because he adored her.
On that fateful day, Johnchuk's lawyer who represented him in his paternity case actually called the Florida Department of Children and Families Abuse Hotline, warning them that her client seemed delusional. The response to the call was first delayed and later deemed inconsequential. And hours later, Phoebe was found dead. Following a recent cabinet meeting, Governor Rick Scott weighed in on the tragedy.
You just can't imagine these things happening. I have grandchildren. The first thing you think about is the family, the impact it has on these families. My prayers go out to them. The Secretary, Mike Carroll, reviews each situation. He has a rapid response team. He's already made some changes, but he'll continue to look at every situation and make any additional changes he needs to make.
Since Phoebe's death, the main change that DCF Secretary Mike Carroll has made is making sure child protective investigators respond immediately to the residents if a call about the parent of the child's mental state is in question. But Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel says while that has merit, she is not sure it's enough.
I think it can hurt. It can only help. And I like that the secretary is trying to come up with responses. But you have the longest checklist in the world. And if you don't have the right people in the right place answering the phone or advising people who are answering the phone, I think that it's a judgment call that often is lacking. In many of these situations.
And the training of hotline employees and their supervisors is something the chair of the Florida Senate Children, Families, and Elder Affairs Committee wants to look into, given the recent situation.
The intake operator actually did not know what to do with this case and referred to her supervisor, who said, no, it doesn't rise to the occasion of taking the child away from the father. Yet there was a history, a tremendous history in the family that went back to drug abuse, violence on the mother. And I'm just wondering who the supervisor was and what kind of training she had.
Over on the House side, Stewart Republican Gail Harrell says she's glad for the change in the hotline's procedures. And she says before she, quote, rushes to judgment, she's waiting until one of the newest changes from last year's overhaul efforts is finished, a report from the Critical Incident Rapid Response Team to look into the extent of DCF's involvement and what needs to change. That's still weeks away.
So I really look forward to getting that report. And then we will absolutely analyze that and see what happened. And if there are further changes that need to be made, we'll look at them.
Still, she says one of her main priorities this year will be looking at mental health issues.
And I'm very much looking forward to the appointment of a new deputy secretary that should be forthcoming relatively soon, and taking a look at our entire mental health system and what we are doing in coordination of services specifically, to make sure that parents who are experiencing mental health crises such as this, and obviously had previous mental health issues, that those are being addressed.
Harrell and Sobel will get an update on the 2014 DCF overhaul law Thursday and see what tweaks need to be made. Meanwhile, both say the mass shooting in Bell is also expected to come up at some point this session. In that case, a man killed his daughter and his six grandkids before shooting himself. Weeks before the shooting, calls to the DCF hotline were made as well over substance abuse in the home. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.